In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you realize that for which you are praying when you say, "Deliver us from evil"? You are crying for life. When we regard our earthly existence from the vantage point of the flesh, we are easily led to conclude that life is short and brutish. Out of nowhere, pain, sickness, suffering, and death easily overwhelm us. The great adversary wants you to believe that this is all from the Lord God and to despair of any hope in Him. The devil wants you to believe there is no one to whom you can cry. He wants to suppress and silence your plea. But the season of Lent leads you to see things differently. Through the disciplines of fasting, self-sacrifice, and prayer, you are led to rely upon the food of God's Word as your source of life. That Word of life says to you, "Regard nothing according to the flesh. You are a new creation in Christ." Do not despair. Suffering, pain, even death are not finally your end. There is a God to whom you can cry, in whose Son you have died, and who was raised for your sake. This is why Lent is a season of burial. In Lent, we seek to bury everything that we continue to cling to that is according to the flesh, everything that has already passed away in the death of Christ. We seek to bury all our fleshly evil longings, all our sins against God, and against our neighbor from whom we may be unreconciled, all our clinging to our possessions, all our failure to see our suffering from the vantage of the new creation. Lent is here to teach us to seek and expect help from no one but God our Father. The cry for life is a cry for the life of God in Christ to be our only life. As we bury our false hopes in Lent, we are prepared to face the times when we are crying from the bottom of a tomb. We are prepared to sound the cry for life, knowing that we have been buried with Christ and have become a new living creation in His resurrection. And from outside our tombs of pain, suffering, and death resounds the cry of the righteous one, "Come forth, a new day has dawned. I have risen to new life." As you bury the old and cry out for life, listen for the resounding chorus coming from the other side of Easter. "Christ is risen." And listen as your cry for life is transformed into "Alleluia" for the one who is life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.